News Services Division of Akashvani presents Employment News.
Welcome to the Employment News, your comprehensive guide to the latest job opportunities across various sectors with Lucy Gabriel. Stay tuned as we bring you updates on job vacancies and government recruitment notifications to help you navigate the competitive job market. We begin with the Indian Statistical Institute, ISI Kolkata, an autonomous institute funded by the Government of India, is inviting applications from retired employees from central government, central autonomous bodies or CPSUs for the position of consultant, finance and internal audit on a contract basis. The initial contract is for 1 year with the possibility of extension for up to 2 additional years based on performance. The maximum age limit for this position is 62 years as of 1st August 2024. The consultant will receive a fixed remuneration based on the formula of last pay drawn minus basic pension plus transport allowance. Interested candidates can apply by 30th September 2024 through the ISI website at http://www.isical.ac.in/jobs. The Inland Waterways Authority of India, IWAI, under the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Government of India, has issued a corrigendum extending the last date for submitting applications for the post of Senior Accounts Officer on deputation basis. The extended deadline for receipt of applications is now 30th September 2024. For further details, candidates are advised to visit the IWAI website, that is www.iwai.nic.in. The National Institute for Empowerment of Persons with Multiple Disabilities, under the Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment, Government of India, invites applications for the post of Associate Professor, Medical Science, and Associate Professor in Speech Pathology and Audiology. Both positions are in Group A with a pay scale of Level 12, 7 CPC. The Associate Professor, Medical Science, post is reserved for OBC candidate in case of direct recruitment. The Associate Professor in Speech Pathology and Audiology post is open for deputation. The last date for submission of applications is 30 days from the publication date. Interested applicants can find detailed qualifications and application format and other necessary information on the NIEPMD website, that is http://www.niepmd.tn.nic.in. The Indian Bureau of Mines invites applications for the position of Junior Mechanical Engineer. There is one post available in pay level 10. On deputation basis, including short-term contract from officers currently serving under central government, state governments, union territories, universities, recognized research institutes, public sector undertakings, statutory organizations, or autonomous bodies. The last date for receipt of applications is 60 days from the date of publication of this advertisement in the Employment News. For more details, kindly visit the official website at www.ibm.gov.in. The Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Government of India, invites applications for the position of Director in the Central Institute of Horticulture, Nagaland, on a deputation, including short-term contract basis. This is a Group A gazetted non-ministerial post in Level 13A of the pay matrix. Interested candidates can find the complete advertisement and application format, eligibility criteria under a recruitment section and apply within 60 days of this publication in the Employment News. Kindly go on to the website www.agriwelfare.gov.in. Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, Government of India, AIIMS Rishikesh invites applications for various Group A posts on a deputation basis on behalf of AIIMS Avantipura, JNK. The maximum age limit for applying is 56 years and deputation period shall not exceed 3 years. The positions include Superintending Engineer Level 13, Executive Engineer Civil Level 11, Executive Engineer Electrical Level 11, Senior Accounts Officer Level 10. Applications must be submitted through proper channels and received at AIIMS Rishikesh by 14th October 2024. For further updates and details, kindly visit www.aimsrishikesh.edu.in. Railway Recruitment Cell, Western Central Railway, invites online applications for 2 cultural quota posts for the year 2024-25. The available disciplines include stringed instruments or wind instruments, 1 post, and tabla, 1 post. The pay scale is level 2, 7 CPC. Eligible candidates can apply online through the official website till 8-10-2024. For further details, kindly visit http://www.wcr.indianrailways.gov.in. The Central Reserve Police Force, CRPF, under the Ministry of Home Affairs, Government of India, invites applications to fill 18 vacancies for the post of Sub-Inspector Civil on a deputation basis. The position falls under Level 6 in the pay matrix and are classified as General Central Service Group B, non-gazetted, non-ministerial. Eligible candidates should be officers of central or state government or union territories holding analogous posts on a regular basis and possessing educational qualifications, including an intermediate with 3 years diploma in civil engineering from a recognized institution. Candidates should also meet the medical standard of Shape 1. Preference will be given to those holding a graduation degree in civil engineering. The age limit for deputation is 56 years. For more information and eligibility criteria and the application process, you may go on to www.crpf.gov.in. The Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change at its regional office in Shillong is inviting applications for 2 posts of assistant and 1 post of junior Hindi translator on a deputation basis. These posts are at level 6 of the 7 CPC pay matrix. Applications are invited from officials of central, state government, public sector undertakings or other recognized organizations, with the age limit set at 56 years. Applications in their prescribed format should be submitted within 45 days from the advertisement's publication. For more information, visit the official website at www.moef.nic.in for detailed eligibility criteria and the application process. Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of Employment News. We hope you found the information valuable and insightful. For further details and more vacancies, you may pursue the Employment Newspaper or go onto their website www.employmentnews.gov.in. The Employment News is also published in Hindi and Urdu by the Publications Division of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Remember to stay proactive in your job search and keep exploring new avenues for career growth. Join us next time for more exciting job updates. Until then, stay motivated and keep striving for success. Goodbye and have a productive day ahead.
That was today's Employment News. This program was produced and presented by the New Services Division of Akashvani. It is also available on our mobile app and website, newsonair.com. You may email your suggestions and comments about this program on airnsdtalks@gmail.com with employment news as the subject.